Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday and welcome to The Early Edge. We have a great show for you today. We're going to have Sniper, Mike McClure, Buckets. We're covering it all, some sports line picks too. It's actually a really exciting day with the play-in tournaments among the baseball and the soccer. Let's take a look at the recap screen, though. We went from 5-2-1 to, 1-5. We hit our sports line pick, but X's across the board everywhere else. I lost my Red Sox first five early in the day, and it appears that that got the ball rolling for everybody else to take a couple of L's. We will rebound today. Again, 5-2-1 the day before, pretty good. 1-5, unacceptable. We got to do better. We're going to do it today. By the way, before I get to the stars of the show, I do want to remind everybody, we've got the network version of The Early Edge at 2 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. So if you're near a TV, check that out again, The Early Edge at 2 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. But for the here and now, let's bring in the stars of the show. We've got Mike McClure. We've got the Sniper. And, of course, we've got Buckets. Oh, okay. So, Buckets, you're
not there. Not again. Not with me here.
That's right. Sniper, how you doing today? And obviously, imitation is a form of flattery. You saw Buckets kind of show your move yesterday.
Yeah, I tuned in a little bit late, so I didn't get to be in the chat, but I turned it on and around noon. And much to my dismay, I saw Buckets with some copyright infringement there. So it's cool. I understand how much he's obsessed with me.
Buckets, are you obsessed with Sniper?
I'm a little obsessed with Sniper. Yes, yeah.
Totally fair. We're all obsessed with Sniper. Mike, let me ask you this. Before we get started with some soccer picks, some official plays from Buckets, I know you have a baseball play today. And by the way, correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, I should ask this first. Are you still undefeated in MLB?
Still undefeated. See, we're 9-0 on the site, 13-0 overall on the MLB season. I don't believe in jinxes of any kind, so I'm fine talking about it. But yeah, we're trying for 20 again from 2 years ago.
That's amazing. And by the way, you said I don't believe in jinxes like a week and a half ago, and you still haven't lost. So, Buckets, take some notes.
Because there's no such thing.
That's right. There's no such thing.
Totally on his side.
Let me ask you this, Mike, before I get started with our official picks. We have, you know, the play-in games today, and I think they're more exciting tonight. I mean, there's play-in games tomorrow too, but tonight versus any other play-in tournament, not that it's been around that long, but we've got like some real like star power with – I don't know, name the names: Steph Curry, Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Domantas Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox. I mean, there's just it's a who's who tonight. Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson. I got to think you're pretty excited to watch these games.
I am, Sia, and I'll be the first to admit, I don't watch the NBA during the regular season really at all. I love the NBA playoffs, though. So, yeah, fired up for these games tonight and tomorrow night. It is not only like playoff basketball, it is playoff basketball. It's not even like a seven-game series. It is win or go home, essentially, here. So I love the NBA tonight and tomorrow for sure.
Absolutely. And by the way, speaking of other sports, we've got the Early Wedge tonight at 7 o'clock. Most of you already tuned in. You got your notifications on the Sportsline YouTube page. But again, don't forget the Early Wedge tonight at 7 o'clock. And then, of course, the network show at 2 o'clock. All right. I say we get started. Buckets. Listen, I know like normally I would lead with the P.O. box bit, but I don't think you visited in about a week and a half. So I think we can launch right in to the soccer official plays.
Yeah, see, let's do it. And I set the bar pretty high for myself this week by starting off 0-2 yesterday. So let's see if we can beat that with some Champions League action. I'm looking at the big one here. Barcelona hosting PSG this afternoon. And this is a pretty weird matchup because in the first leg, we saw 5 goals scored. And none of those 5 goals came from the best 2 goal scorers. Robert Lewandowski from Barcelona and Kylian Mbappe were both goalless in that matchup. But I do not think that happens in the second leg. PSG being down a goal here have to attack and they have to rely heavily on Mbappe to have a bit of a masterclass here. I know we took the same bet last week and it did not hit, but once again, I'm looking at Mbappe anytime goal scorer at plus 100. Frankly, plus 100 is just too good of odds for what the form this guy is in. And let's not forget that when they traveled and played Barcelona on the road back in 2021, he had a hat trick against that squad that still possessed Messi. This is a guy who feasts on La Liga teams on the road. So we're going to take Mbappe for a goal here, maybe even do some fun little ladder action if you're feeling good about it. For our second bet, we're staying off of the second Champions League game, and instead we're going to the Portuguese Primeira. I think the team that we've made the most money on this season has been Sporting in the Portuguese Primeira because they have been unstoppable. 83 goals scored so far this season. Again, they are still the highest scoring team in Europe, and I think they're probably going to score 3 or 4 here, but what I'm taking is both teams to score at plus 110. When you are traveling and playing Famalicão, yes, you can beat them, but you cannot stop them from scoring. Sporting in their last 12 matches have won almost all of them, but they've seen both teams to score hit in 10 of those 12. This is a team that will beat you 3-1, 4-1, 6-1, but they always let in one lucky goal here. So BTTS at plus 110 is always something I'm going to play with Sporting.
All right, Sporting, both teams to score. And let's, before I get really messed up with the recap screen, pronounce the first name for me.
PSG.
Famalicão?
Oh, Famalicão.
Famalicão. Okay, fair enough. All right, absolutely love it. By the way, if you want to take these soccer bets, I know where you can do it. BetMGM. New BetMGM customers, be reminded, new BetMGM customers can sign up today and get up to $1,500 in bonus bets. Just place your first wager of at least $10 and you'll receive up to $1,500 instantly if your bet loses with bonus code EDGE. That's bonus code EDGE, E-D-G-E. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to get to a first five for me, a couple MLB picks from Sniper and Mike McLaurin, of course, some sports line picks involving the play-in games. But before we do that, one quick message from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are back on The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM. I'll make my pick pretty quick. I'm going for a first five here. Obviously, I had the first five yesterday. I laid the half a run. Big mistake as the score was 0-0 at the end of five. Never like to see that when you're laying a half a run. I'm going to the Diamondbacks first five money line here, and I'm not laying anything. It's just the money line. Listen, I like the pitching matchup. I know Tommy Henry isn't exactly a great pitcher, but I actually think even though the hard hit rate is pretty high, it's pretty severe, which isn't altogether unexpected. I've watched a couple of his games that he's already pitched. One was in Colorado. He's played against Colorado twice, but one was in Colorado. He's had a at least one tough test outside of that, he's been pretty good. He's been limiting runs. The strikeouts are up a little bit, not a ton of hits. You look on the other side with the Cubs, and honestly, I like the Diamondbacks lineup just from a hitting standpoint more than I like the Cubs, in spite of the fact that the Cubs are pretty good against lefties. But Kyle Hendricks has been way off. I mean, you look at what he's been doing game to game in the three games he started. It is a complete disaster. He's not missing any bats. He's getting hit up tremendously, and he's allowing a ton of runs. I really like the Diamondbacks to bounce back at home here. I'll take their first five money line minus 118. I'd play this up to minus 125, minus 130. All right, Sniper, I saw you shaking your head. In a good way. Hopefully that's a slight endorsement of my first five pick, but I know you've got a couple MLB picks to give out as well.
It is an endorsement. I mean, I'm a Cubs fan, but I suppose you could win your play and the Cubs could still win with a late comeback. Yeah. Hendricks is cooked. He's absolutely cooked. So that's a very good play. And I'm up right now.
Yeah, let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, speaking of fading Chicago teams, I wanted to find a way to fade the White Sox. Shout out to my man Rick on Twitter. He's been bringing it up with me, and he's absolutely right. I mean, they're brutal. They're 2-14 right now. They average 2.13 runs per game in the majors. They've actually gotten shut out six times so far out of their 16 games, and three times they've only scored one run. So more than half their games are either scoring one or zero run. That's absolutely pathetic. Luis Robert's hurt. Yoan Moncada is hurt. It's just, it barely resembles a major league team right now. So I wanted to fade their offense. The total is 3.5, and the juice was over minus 150. So I'm going to go with Brady Singer to get the win. It's only minus 125. And he's been going really, really well this year. 0.98 ERA and three starts. The Royals are very good, 11-6 after starting 0-2. So they've won 11 of their last 15. They absolutely own the White Sox. You're going to get a Royals win here. Singer's going to go at least five innings. White Sox aren't going to score many runs. If you like the team total under on 3.5, I like that as well. It was just a little bit juicy, and I thought I would take the Singer win as a different route to get the juice a little bit down. Also, very popular play here, but that doesn't make it bad. Going to go Braves over 5.5 runs. They've averaged 6.47 runs per game this year. They've been over the 5.5, 10 of the 15 games are on the road, so they're guaranteed that ninth inning at bat. That's a big deal, as Mike likes to tell us. Hunter Brown going on the mound for the Astros. He's given up 14 runs in his last 3 2/3 innings. He made history by getting so beat up last game. The Royals had 11 hits on him, and he didn't even get out of the first inning. That's the worst in the history of the majors. I don't think he's going to be nearly as bad, because that meltdown's probably the worst of his career. But he's broken right now. Having to deal with the Braves, that's a bad time to have to be broken. They've had bullpen issues as well. Abreu, Presley, Hader have all been shaky. So even if Brown puts it together for a few innings, I still like the Braves to go over here. And a side note, this is not an official play, but Ronald Acuna Jr. does not have a home run this year. No reason to panic. Instead, he's due. And, you know, the last year against Hunter Brown, he was 2-for-3 with two doubles. He's right now 7-for-16 with two doubles. I think he's about ready to break out. The Crawford boxes in Houston, that's a very good place to break out of it. He's plus 360 for a home run. Or if you have one of those bonus plays or a free home run play for the day, take a look at Acuna.
Very interesting. By the way, I had my eye on that Hunter Brown game against Mike McClure's Kansas City Royals, or at least the team he's adopted this year. I mean, that was crazy. 11 hits, nine runs. He didn't even complete an inning, like you said. So 2/3 of an inning, 11 hits, nine runs. And I don't know if you all remember, but before he got out of that jam, I don't even know what to call it other than several jams in a row, the bases were loaded. He could have gotten lit up for like 15 runs in that inning before getting pulled. Really incredible stuff from the Royals. And so obviously targeting Hunter Brown here, kind of like I'm targeting Kyle Hendricks. We don't have a big sample size from the season, but listen, it does look like these pitchers are on the wrong side of their pitching acumen. So good targeting somebody like that. By the way, Eric David is in the chat. I do want to point out, Eric David messaged me yesterday. He said, I'm looking for a plus 5,800 parlay or a plus 580 parlay. And I'm like, Eric, why would you do something so silly? And he said, because it's my birthday on Tuesday, 4/16, and I'm going to turn 58, and I want to just have a little bit of fun. So I don't know. Maybe we can't probably do it live on the show. We can't put it together. But somebody in the chat,
I can see it. I can.
Let's go.
Give me a second. I'll find him a 580, though.
Fair enough. Yeah, plus 580. Let's try to find something for Eric David. Maybe we can combine sports. Maybe we can have a few plus 580 parlays. I don't know. But everybody in the chat, Eric David, a friend of mine, a friend of really everybody's on this show, and a friend of all of you in the chat, please wish Eric a very happy birthday. And please also, while you're doing that, hit the like button. We got to get to some more NBA picks, some sports line picks. And, of course, Mike McClure's been sitting there waiting patiently to get out his baseball play. We're going to do it all right after this break.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Did you know that while over 60% of Americans dream of starting their own business, less than 20% of them take the first step? The reason? Building a business is tough. Taylor Brands is simplifying the business journey. From launching and managing to growing your business, Taylor Brands isn't just another tool. It's your online business partner from launch to success. With Taylor Brands, building your dream business becomes an effortless experience. Their comprehensive platform guides you through every step, ensuring you have everything you need in one place. From LLC formation to bookkeeping, invoicing to acquiring licenses and permits, and even setting up your bank account, Taylor Brands handles it all seamlessly. And our listeners will receive 35% off Taylor Brands LLC formation plans using our link, taylorbrands.com/CBS Sports. That's TAILORBRANDS.com/CBS Sports. So start your business journey today with Taylor Brands.
We're back on The Early Edge, presented by BetMGM, and the happy birthdays are rolling in for Eric David. Let's get to a couple sports line picks. We're going to start with the Pels game. We're going to start with Brandon Ingram over 4.5 rebounds. This is pretty juicy, minus 143. Brandon Ingram probably going to play a lot of minutes here in this very crucial game. Again, Brandon Ingram over 4.5 rebounds at minus 143. And then Trayce Jackson-Davis over 7.5 rebounds in that Golden State Kings game. First game starts at 7:30, by the way. Trayce Jackson-Davis, I think you were pumping your fist because he played for Indiana, right, Sniper?
Yeah, one of my favorite players of all time. And one of those players that you grow to love so much in college through 4 years. That's a long time to be with somebody on your favorite team. And you almost, not the same almost, but you almost feel like a proud papa once you see them, like, drops into the second round and then he gets picked in his good situation. And then I follow a lot of fans of baseball teams, so I kind of know what the vibe is of the fan base. Mm-hmm. And all throughout the NBA season, I was seeing people who are Giants and A's fans who are Golden State Warriors fans. Oh, I love Trayce so much. I love TJD so much. And I'm like, yes, I love how much they love him, because I did too for 4 years.
Yeah, and it didn't seem like his game was going to fully translate to the NBA necessarily.
I was worried about that. So,
and I think he's in the right system. I think he's got the right coach, and he's in the right system. Mike, can I ask you something before we get to your MLB play? Because most people who are tracking these play-in games know that if LeBron and company lose this game, I guess you could say the same with about New Orleans, but if LeBron loses this game, I shouldn't say LeBron, if the Lakers lose this game, and they win against the winner of, you know, obviously this Golden State Kings game would play the loser of the 7-8 game. That would mean that the Lakers could position themselves to play OKC instead of Denver. I don't want to get into like conspiratorial things necessarily, but do you see a scenario where Ham and company say, hey, maybe we don't play our guys as many minutes this game because we don't want to play Denver in the first round?
I don't think so here. I think you'd rather just play the one game, to be honest. So, yeah, I don't think so. I think it's a fine consequence of potentially losing, mm-hmm. but I certainly think they want to win this game.
Yeah, totally agree with that. And frankly, you're going to probably have to face Denver at some point in the playoffs. So may as well try to get it out of the way in the first round.
Get it while they're as fresh as they're going to be. LeBron and AD are not going to get any healthier the rest of the postseason. So I think, honestly, if they had to play Denver, I think the best time for it would be now, not after the grind of multiple 7-game series.
That's a great, great point. All right, Mike, kick it right back to you because you're on a team that you've been on this year, a team I was all over last year. I know you have some expectations for the Texas Rangers that a lot of people didn't have going into the season because of injuries and things of that nature. Talk to us about your Texas Rangers play today.
Yes, Sia, we are back on the Rangers again. This is day baseball, if you know anything about what I like to do. I love betting day baseball. Look, I bet this game last night. The market moved against us because Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford were out of the lineup. I personally thought with the schedule they were going to sit today with the second night of a back-to-back, basically with an early start time, but that didn't happen. I expect both of them back in the lineup today, though. So when I look at this game, I make Texas a 57% winner. That translates to a money line of minus 133. I played this at minus 118 this morning, got it out on the site, minus 120. You can still find minus 120, minus 122 in a few spots. It's as high as minus 135 in a few other spots. But when I look at this matchup, first of all, the Tigers, I don't think they're a good baseball team at all. I think they benefit from the division that they play in, and they had a decent start. But when I look at what they've done already against right-handed pitching, they're 27th in weighted on base average, very high strikeout rate. The Rangers on the other side against righties, top five already, the lowest strikeout rate in Major League Baseball, a very good walk rate, should have Corey Seager and Wyatt Langford back in the lineup. But Casey Mize is someone that he's highly touted at one point. Over his career, though, dating back to about 2020, he has had a problem with getting barreled up. His barrel rate's been around 10%, which is not a good number. It's already hitting those markers again early this season. So I think this is a good opportunity for John Gray on the Rangers side. I think he got a little dinged with that first start. He got crushed in his first start of the season against the Chicago Cubs. Wasn't bad against the Astros, had some fielding errors, rebounded nicely against Oakland. Now he's in a very good pitching environment today. Just 60 degrees, winds blowing in. And fun fact about Comerica, it is the toughest ballpark in Major League Baseball to hit a home run in via the park factors. I know a lot of people think it's some of the ones on the West Coast in the NL West, but it is actually Comerica Ballpark has the lowest rating for hitting home runs. Great news for John Gray. I'll take the Rangers here on the money line.
So many pieces of information that you got in that take that you can take with you, not just today, but for the rest of the Major League Baseball season. That's what you're going to get from Mike McClure every time. And from Buckets, we know we're going to get a very quick research team because Buckets, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were back there during Mike McClure's take trying to find something close to plus 580 for our man, Eric David. Did you find anything?
I found something. You know we got to take care of our boy, Eric David. So I call this the Happy Birthday Eric David Parlay. It is priced at plus 589. So a little bit more over that 58, but it's three legs looking at some soccer here. Starting with that Barcelona versus PSG game, we're taking PSG over 1.5 team total. They're down on aggregate. They got to go for goals. They play great on the road. We love goals in that first leg. Second leg, Dortmund versus Atletico Madrid. Keeping it simple, over 2.5 goals in that match. We don't care where they come from. We just want at least three goals at the yellow wall. And third and finally is going back to that game in which we're already on both teams to score, but I'm taking Sporting over 2.5 team total. That one's at plus 115. Sporting by themselves have to score at least three. They've been doing that all season long. Eric, that's your happy birthday parlay, plus 589, throwing those three together.
I absolutely love that. And I love that the chat has participated as well. Listen, Buckets, I don't know if you're willing to tweet that out and kind of like put that on there, maybe like, because I was thinking maybe the chat could tweet out your plus 580 plays and I'll like quote tweet the first one I see and we'll just have everybody drop their plus 580 plays underneath that. I think that would just be a fun thing to do. And of course, Buckets, if you want to tweet that out or tweet it under the one I quote tweet, either way. But let's have some fun. Listen, these are not like recommended official picks, right? We're just having some fun because Eric is turning 58 and why not just try to hit something big for, you know, just a little sprinkle. So just fun bet. So first touchdown type bets, you know, first round leader type bets, nothing serious, but we're going to do that. So tweet at Sportsline, tweet at me or Buckets or whoever, and then I'll quote tweet the first one I see and we'll drop some fun parlays in there. Ladies and gentlemen, what a show. Did we miss any questions? I was so caught up in the plus 580. I'm not sure I got to. I know you all always put in bets and you always put in takes and things of that nature. And honestly, I got caught up. I didn't see a lot of them, but I see you in here, Bradley Jacobs, and a lot of the people that are always putting in bets here. Let's take a look at our bets one more time before we get out of here. This is our Tuesday edition. By the way, our recap screen was incorrect. DeJounte Murray obviously hasn't played today. He plays tomorrow. So we were not 1-5, 1-4, still terrible. But again, that our recap screen, as some of you pointed out, was not right on coming into this show. Okay, we've got Mbappe, ATGS plus 100, anytime goal scorer, of course. And Famalicão I think. Sporting both teams to score plus 110. Two plus money plays from buckets. I got the D-backs first five money line tonight. That's minus 118. And Brady Singer to record a win. A lot of people in the chat really like this pick, Sniper. Brady Singer to record a win at minus 125. And the Braves team total up against Hunter Brown. Over 5.5 at plus money. That's plus 110. Mike McClure putting his undefeated MLB record on the line with the Rangers money line minus 120. And then, of course, we've got a couple picks already up at Sportsline for these play-in games. We gave two out yesterday with Mike Barner. But today, our Sportsline picks, Brandon Ingram over 4.5 rebounds at minus 143 and Trace Jackson Davis over 7.5 rebounds at minus 104. What a show. And I got to take UF Larry's words here. He says, have a positive day, everyone, and not just in betting. I absolutely love that statement. Thank you, UF Larry. Let's have a positive day again. Let's say hi to a stranger. Let's pick up a conversation with somebody on the other side of the political aisle. Whatever it is, do something unorthodox, do something kind, do something positive, not just today, but every single day. That's a great way to start your day. Maybe text an old friend that wants to hear from you. For the here and now, we're out of here. We got a lot of picks. We got a rebound. We got a bounce back from Monday, and we're going to do it with Mike McClure, with Buckets, with Jake the Snake on the ones and twos, and of course, with the Sniper. A couple of plays that I'm probably going to take as well. This has been The Early Edge. Have a great day, everybody. I'm the Counselor, and we rest our case.
Let's go!
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.